하늘 예복포 예복부인서포 아멘. There's a story of a new priest who goes to a new parish, and everyone is very excited about this priest. He is young, he is vibrant, and everyone can't wait to hear his sermon. So the time comes for his first Sunday service. The priest gets up and he delivers one of the best, if not the best, sermon these people have ever heard. It is full of wisdom. It is about the Bible and Christ and Christianity. They are so excited by and invigorated by this sermon that they leave the church and go out and tell everyone about how great this sermon was. They come back next week to church excited to hear the sermon again. But what ends up happening is the priest gives the same exact sermon as the previous week. The people say, well, it was a great sermon, and it's worth listening to twice, so we're okay with this. The next week they come back, and again, it's the same sermon as the first 2 weeks. And now it's beginning to be, you know, as we say in Armenian, amote. You know, it's a shame somebody go up to him and say he's giving the same sermon. Does he even know? He's young, but maybe his mind is already losing it. So we won't say anything. Maybe he'll change it the following week. And this goes on for a couple of weeks and then a couple of months, that every Sunday he gives the same sermon. Now it's the parish council's job to interact, to step in. And they say, all right, we got to talk to Gehai, because we're not paying him to give the same sermon every Sunday. We have to find out what's going on. So they go up to Gehai, to the priest, and they say, you know, your sermons are great, but we want to know, why are you giving the same sermon every Sunday? It's a great sermon, but we want something different. And the priest says, well, when you start doing what I am preaching, then I will change my sermon. And I say this to you because the sermon you're about to hear, you have heard, hopefully, before. And I give the same sermon every 4 years before the elections, because I think we need to do it. Every 4 years, as I said, I preach the same sermon, because it is right before the elections. So this coming Tuesday, we're going to elect or choose our president. We may re-elect the president, we may choose a new president. And we're going to also choose many other positions, whether it be senator, representative, or other positions. Like it or not, in every election, there is a winner and there is a loser. Some people will be very happy, some people will be very disappointed. But in any event, St. Paul reminds us that we must pray for those who are in positions of power. And he says, first of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all those in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is true even more today than I think it was centuries ago. Today we need it even more, because we do not know how the elections are going to go. We do not know who is going to win and who is going to lose. We do not know even if we will have results on the night of the election or in the weeks or months to come. And even if we do have them, are we going to have a president, or is one party not going to accept the results of the other? We don't know what's going to happen. Some of us are fearful that there may be more rioting, there may be more protesting, and more things of violence that occur. We don't know, but we are all called to pray for the one who is elected. There's a story of a young boy in a little town where there are going to be mayor elections coming up. And he wants his candidate to win. And he really, really wants him to win. And it ends up being that on election night, his candidate loses. And so he's very upset, this little boy, that his candidate lost. And he doesn't want to accept the results. But he goes to church that Sunday, and the priest in his sermon tells everyone that they must pray for the new mayor. And so he reluctantly says, okay, I will pray for him. And he goes home and he tells his mom, he says, Mom, I am going to pray for the new mayor. And he prays every day, three times a day, for the new mayor. And his mom is pretty excited and happy and, you know, learning about forgiveness and moving on. And so now months go by. And as the months go by, this candidate, this mayor, falls into different types of scandals. Embezzlement, he's accused of. He's accused of bribes. There are even scandalous pictures that arise with him in them. And every time there's a scandal, he keeps praying harder and harder. Finally, one day, he comes running home, excited and yelling. And he says, Mom, God really answers prayers. And the mom says, why? What do you mean? And he says, the mayor is being removed from office. And the mom says, wait, what are you talking about? Why are you excited about this? You've been praying for him every day for these past months, three times a day. Why are you excited he's being removed? And he says, truly God answers prayers. I prayed every day that he would fail, and he has failed, and God is removing him from office. Now, naturally, we are not supposed to pray like this little boy. We are not supposed to pray for the failures of our leaders. But rather, we are asked to pray for their success. Because their success is our success. We are asking that God give them wisdom, guidance, and strength to do God's will. Sometimes we think that we, as Christians, must be removed from this world, that we shouldn't be occupied with the affairs that go on here, and we should only be associated with heavenly things. Christ did not say this. Christ did not say, run away from the world. Do not live in this world. But rather, he said, go to all the world and preach the word. Christ said, change the world around you. Make heaven on earth. Politics is a very interesting word, just as it is in Armenian. And the word politics comes from the Greek word polis, polis, which means city-state. It's where we get words like the police, and politics, and polite, and metropolitan. All these words come from this one word. And one who is political is one who believes that his politics are in agreement and for the benefit of his city, for the success of his city. So the question then is, as Christians, where do we belong? Which is our city? What city's politics are we supposed to follow? And the answer is found in the Requiem service and the hymn, Iverim. In the supernal Jerusalem, in the heavenly Jerusalem. Not the Jerusalem that's found in the Middle East, but rather the Jerusalem in the world to come. Heaven, that is our city, and that is where all Christians belong and should abide by and follow the politics. We must follow those politics and make them a reality here on earth. And those politics include love, faith, hope, forgiveness, humility, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, peace, tranquility, healing, help for the sick, the poor, and the stranger, justice, freedom, and fearlessness. These are the things that we must do to make heaven on earth. These are the politics that should be in every Christian's vocabulary and in every Christian's political view. Now, if you're going to think I'm going to tell you for whom you need to vote, you are mistaken. I don't tell people whom I vote for, because it is not the priest's job to tell you whom to vote for. It is the priest's job to tell you whom to pray for. And the one you must pray for is whoever wins the election, whether you like them or you hate them, because they must succeed in order for us to succeed. God will not ask you, when you get to the pearly gates, if you're as fortunate and lucky to do that, God will not ask you, whom did you vote for? He will ask you, did you pray? Not did you vote, but did you pray? So I ask that you pray for whoever wins, and that that person's politics be in alignment with our Christian politics, with the supernal Jerusalem that is coming, and that God grant him strength to bring healing to this broken nation, to the broken world, and to bring peace for all people. Amen.